Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus our Christ. Good God day to all of you. This is the day that our Lord has made, and we will rejoice on purpose and be glad in it, no matter what. Why? Because our Lord is good, and His mercy is new every morning, and it is from everlasting to everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. This is Minister Renee Ellis, also known as the Little One, and I would like to welcome everyone to today's broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, live from HNLC Studios. I give all glory, all honor, all praise, and all worship to the head of my life and my everything, and my Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. I give respect to my pastors, Chief Apostle Dr. Prince A. Miles, and Pastor Lady Monica R. Miles of the International Gospel Deliverance Center's Church of Southfield, Michigan. And I also give respect to our sponsors and founders of Harvest New Life Church International, Apostle Charles E. Ellis, and Pastor Patty Ellis of Plano, Texas. I thank God for them allowing me to be a part of the HNLC Studios broadcasting team, all for the glory and honor of God. You can listen to my podcast called Food for Thought Daily on Apple Podcasts, Spreaker, Spotify, Breaker, Radio.com, iHeartRadio, and many other podcast platforms where we study the Word of God together. All you have to do is type in the Little One Food for Thought, and the podcast should come up. We're going to give you an opportunity to get your study tools, and we'll come back after this with a word of prayer. Everyone has had an opportunity to get their Bibles and notebooks and pens and paper, all of the things that we use to study the Word of God with at this time of the day when we come together as a family in Christ to break open the Word of God and to learn a little bit more of Him and increase in the knowledge of God. Amen. Let us go before the throne of our Father with a word of prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank You. We come to You with a grateful heart. We center our minds on You. We center ourselves on You. We center our thoughts and our hearts and everything that is within us. We love You so much. We love You with everything. We love You, Lord Jesus, with everything that is within us. We thank You for this moment in time, this opportunity that You have given unto us on this, Your new day, a day that we have never seen before. A new creation. Lord, we are still seeing You create right before our very eyes. We count that as a privilege and a blessing. Thank You for waking us up this morning and looking on our families and watching over us by our bedside as we slept and slumbered. Thank You, Lord, for Your angels that You have given charge over us to keep us in all of our ways and to bear us up in their hands, lest we dash our foot against a stone. Thank you, Lord, that the angels hearken unto your voice. Thank you, Father, for teaching us how to give voice to your word. Thank you, Lord, for just everything, the little things. We thank you for the little things. And we ask, Lord Jesus, that you hide us all behind the cross so that it is all of you and none of us. We ask, Lord, that you look on the listening audience right now. Touch, heal, and deliver. Move upon them by your spirit in an unusual way, O God. Manifest yourself to them. Make yourself real to them. Let them see you in everything they do. Lord, we see you moving in our lives. And we thank you for your movement and for your orchestrating of things and situations and timing. We thank you for your timing, O God. Lord, I ask that you put your words on my tongue and on my lips, that which you will have me to deliver unto your people on this day. Holy Spirit, we welcome your presence. For you alone are the teacher. You are the teacher, Holy Ghost. And we thank you for bringing us into all truth, as you always do. This we ask and we thank you for. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Bless your name, Jesus. Bless your name, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Our scripture text today will be coming from Colossians chapter 1, verses 10 through 22. Colossians chapter 1, verses 10 through 22. It is, you know, the Lord is putting on my spirit, my mind to pray for the Detroit metropolitan area, because we have gone through tremendous storms and tornadoes and flooding, and there are people with no power. And Lord, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, you see and you know everything. You know each and every family member. You know each and every person who is without power, who is going through some kind of damage from the flooding that has been taking place in the Detroit metro area. Father, we ask that you return the power to thousands speedily. Lord, we thank you for the technicians that are working right now diligently to restore power to the many households that are without right now. Cover them with their blood, with your blood, Lord, as they work on the electrical wires and incur all types of risks in working around live electricity. Father, cover them with your blood. Keep them safe and protected. Give them what to do, Holy Spirit, quickly, so that those without power can receive their power again. Lord, those who have lost belongings in flooding, in the flooding, Lord, return unto them. Bless them again. Give them back what they lost, Lord, and more. Spirit, give them your peace. Even in the midst of this time of uncertainty, we thank you, Lord, for receiving the flood waters. We thank you, Lord, for restoring, restoring to the way it was and even better. This we ask in your name, Lord Jesus. We thank you for it now. And we call it done. We call it done. By the blood of Jesus, by the authority and power that you have given unto us, O God, we call it done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. I just had to, the Lord wanted me to do that. As I was saying before, Colossians chapter 1, verses 10 through 22 will be our scripture text today. And this is a very special chapter in Colossians. It's where Paul, the apostle, was praying for the people at Colossae. And I have to say that it is a very special thing when a leader, God's chosen ones, who he has chosen to put in leadership for the perfecting of the saints, it is very special. And even all of us, before, we are all ministers of reconciliation, but those who are in positions of leadership, it is very special when the Lord directs them to pray for us. When the Lord directs them to pray for us, it is very special. And this, in Colossians chapter 1, the whole chapter, it's a prayer that he was praying for Colossae, but this is a prayer that applies to us even to this day. And we're only going to go through a portion of it, but in your spare time, for we are to study to show ourselves approved unto God, workmen needing not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And this is one thing that we all have to do. You know, we each are working out our own soul salvation with fear and trembling before the Lord. Individual work. These are things that we have to do ourselves. We have to apply ourselves and do them. We have to study the Word of God. We can't just take someone's word for it, because the Holy Spirit is so intimately acquainted with us that he wants to give us individually insight from him as it pertains to us and our understanding. That's why it's so important for us to study the Word of God, because the Holy Spirit longs to commune with us individually. and show us what he wants us to see as individuals, as we understand it individually. Let's begin reading at verse 10 in Colossians chapter 1, and I will be reading from the Amplified Classic Edition, and you all can follow along with me in your translations as you always do. Truly, it is a blessing for us to come together, and you all are a blessing for tuning in. Thank you so much for that. You are such a blessing. Thank you. Verse 10 in Colossians chapter 1, it says, I pray, well, I'm adding that, but I pray that you may walk, live, and conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the Lord. We can stop right there. That right there, it's a lot in that right there. That you may walk, live, and conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to him and desiring to please him in all things, bearing fruit in every good work and steadily growing and increasing in and by the knowledge of God with fuller, deeper, and clearer insight, acquaintance, and recognition. You know, God is life, and wherever there is life, there is growth and development. Anything that does not grow or change will die. Growth and development is a sign of life. Increase is a sign of life. Development is a sign of life. Growth. Development. Anytime there is life, there is always growth and development. From glory to glory. From level to level. From insight to insight. As we live, as we continue to live out our lives, we are continually growing in God. We are never to a place where we know it all. We are always students, disciples, learning, because the Holy Spirit is always teaching. And it is up to us to commune with him so that he can move us from level to level, from glory to glory, from insight to insight, so that we can increase in the knowledge of God. Verse 11 says, we pray that you may be invigorated and strengthened with all power, according to the might of his glory, to exercise every kind of endurance and patience, perseverance, and forbearance with joy, giving thanks to the Father, who has qualified and made us fit to share the portion which is the inheritance of the saints, God's holy people in the light. The Father has delivered and drawn us to himself out of the control and the dominion of darkness, and has transferred us, engrafted us into the kingdom of the Son of his love, our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. You know, when Jesus was on that cross and his blood was being shed, and they pierced him in his side. And blood and water came from his side. The place, the birthing place of the man, because the woman was also birthed from the side of the man, as God directed. He took the rib from his side. The bride of Christ was born from the side of Christ. Us. We were born. We were delivered. We were created. We were established from the Father. From the beginning of time, before Christ was even on the cross, before Christ even came to this planet, before all time, God saw us. And delivered us and drew us to himself out of the control and the dominion of darkness, and has transferred us into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have our redemption through his blood, which means the forgiveness of our sins. Now, he, Jesus the Christ, is the exact likeness of the unseen God. He is the visible representation of the invisible. And he is the firstborn of all creation. For it was in him, in Christ, that all things were created, in heaven and on earth, things seen and things unseen, whether thrones, dominions, rulers, or authorities, all things were created and exist through him, by his service and his intervention, and in him, and all things exist for him. Everything exists in him, and everything exists for him. So we not only exist in Christ, for in Christ we live, in Christ we move, in Christ we have our very being, but we exist for him and for him alone, to bring him glory in all that we do. In verse 17 it says, and he himself existed before all things. And in him all things consist. They cohere and they are held together. Wonder why the planets stay in their orbits. Wonder why the gravitational force is the way that it is from our sun, holding everything in a specific degree, in a specific position, at a specific distance, on a specific axis. Everything is held together, Christ. He holds everything together. Everything is cohere, and everything consists in him. He's the one who continues to make the sun rise in the east and set in the west without any disruption pattern. He does that. Verse 18, he also is the head of his body, the church, seeing he is the beginning, the firstborn from among the dead, so that he alone in everything and in every respect might occupy the chief place. Stand first and be preeminent. Christ is the head of his body, the church. We all have fallen short of the glory of God. We all have messed up, but thank God for the blood of Jesus. The body which fulfilleth all in all, the one unit working together where Christ is the head, where everyone has their part, being fitly joined together, working and moving and functioning as one unit according to what Christ did, said, and is. That's the way it should be. There shouldn't be competition in the body of Christ. But we are all brothers and sisters. We are all on the same level. There shouldn't be no big eyes or little U's in the body of Christ. There should not be any distinction between levels of leadership. But we are all brothers and sisters. God is no respecter of persons. He doesn't say, well, I love you more because you've been with me for this and this and this amount of years. You've been in the ministry and you've been working for me for this amount of years. And you're my favorite. God doesn't play favorites. Neither should we. We should all be walking according to the word of God, according to what Jesus told us to do, especially walking in the fruit of the Spirit toward each other, especially those in leadership. Because those in leadership should have the testimony of Paul when he said, I am the least of the saints. The higher elevation, the more humble you become. To the point where you are no longer seeing yourself as first. You see yourself as last. Because the scripture says the first will be made last and the last will be made first. Look at the humility of our Savior and how we are to pattern ourselves after him. Verse 19 says, for it has pleased the Father that all the divine fullness, the sum total of the divine perfection, powers, attributes, should dwell in Jesus permanently. The sum total of the divine perfection, powers, and attributes should dwell in Jesus permanently. It pleased the Father that all the divine fullness, the sum total of the divine perfection, powers, and attributes should dwell in him, Jesus the Christ, permanently. Do you understand that? Are we hearing what the Holy Ghost is speaking here? Those of us who have accepted Jesus into our heart, this that the Holy Ghost is talking about here in verse 19, he lives in us. Heavenly treasure, precious, heavenly treasure, heavenly riches, heavenly glory in earthen vessels. Do we know who we carry? Verse 20, and God purposed that through and by the service, the intervention of him, the Son, all things should be completely reconciled back to himself, whether on earth or in heaven, as through him. The Father made peace by means of the blood of his cross. Reconciliation. The Father drew us. He drew us to himself. He delivered us unto himself. As it says in verse 13, the Father delivered and drew us back to himself through the Son of his love, Jesus our Christ. That in him, by the service of him and by the intervention of him, all things should be completely reconciled. Now, I don't know about you, but when I hear the word all, that includes everything. Not just mankind. That's everything. Everything. All things should be completely reconciled back to himself, whether on earth or in heaven, as through him the Father made peace by means of the blood of his cross. Verse 21, and although you at one time were estranged and alienated from him and were of hostile attitude of mind in your wicked activities, Lord, have mercy on us. Yet now has Christ the Messiah reconciled you to God in the body of his flesh through death, in order to present you holy and faultless and irreproachable in his, the Father's presence. Thank God for Jesus. For those of you who want to make Jesus Lord of your life today, and who have been hearing and have heard and have had messengers cross your pathway, to bring you the gospel, the good news about Jesus the Christ. Let us just say this simple prayer today. Lord Jesus, I believe that you are the Son of the Most High God. I believe that Almighty God raised you from the dead and that you live forevermore. And I believe with all my heart that you gave your life for me on Calvary. You shed your blood to cleanse me personally from all my sin. I thank you for your forgiveness. And I repent. I repent for any and everything that is not like you in my life. And not only do I repent, but I turn. And I now walk with you. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Live, dwell, take up residence in me. Teach me your ways through the power of the Holy Spirit. I believe that you are King of all kings, Lord Jesus, and Lord of all lords. And I confess you now, right now, by faith, through your grace, that you are living inside of me, in my heart. You have taken up residence, and you are the Lord and Savior of my life right now. And I thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. For those of you who said that prayer, welcome. Welcome to the family of God. Well, this is the most beautiful time of the service. This is the most beautiful time of our getting together. The time where we can bring forth and be instruments in helping those to come into the kingdom of God. The most beautiful time. You are so welcome to the kingdom of God. Welcome to life. Welcome. Even for those of you, brothers and sisters, who are returning prodigal sons and daughters, come home. The Father is so happy for you on this day. Welcome. Welcome to the family of God. How beautiful it is to be back in fellowship with the one and only Almighty God, creator of all things, sustainer of life, our Father, who art in heaven, holy, excellent, wonderful, glorious, all-powerful, is his name. And to be in fellowship with our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Welcome. This is the first day of the beginning of the rest of your life. Amen. Until we meet again, that concludes our study session on today. Thank you so much for tuning in. For those of you who want to get in touch with the ministry, Please feel free to email us at harvestnlc@gmail.com. That is harvestnlc@gmail.com. And if you would like to contact us via telephone, please feel free to dial area code 214-897-9554. Again, that is area code 214-897-9554. Until we meet again, may the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his beautiful face to shine upon you. May the Lord lift his countenance and turn his face toward you as he smiles upon you. And may the Lord give you his peace. Not just him, his peace, but himself. Always. Until we meet again, this is Minister Renee Ellis, also known as the Little One, saying God bless you on this day. Enjoy this God-given day today that he has blessed us with. And remember, Jesus is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen. Good God day.